Planet 2.0 Radio. Hey, what's going on, guys? I hope everyone's doing well. I've had such a busy week. I've been trying to move out of my place, get a new place. Anyways, guys, I hope everyone's well. Let's begin. So there's a lot going on lately, and so far there has been elections pretty soon. Elections, especially in Texas. And what we have is the system. And now, some people might agree with it, some people may not. And now first, let me point out to you guys and let you guys know, I'm not part of any political system whatsoever. I'm not part of liberals, socialists, communists, dictator, not part of any of these, as well as, the other two parties, Republican and Democrat. I'm not part of any of those parties, and I do not support any of those parties. I do not support anything, and I'm for myself and myself only. So there was a TV commercial about, oh, vote for me for your new mayor of who so-and-so. Vote for this. I'll bring, Austin better, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, these people, they say these things. Like, I'm going to do such great things for this city when, I'm not going to say it's shit, but... how can we trust these people? Because there's a lot of sketchy people out there, a hell of a lot of sketchy people. And this seems like this voting system is old. It seems to me that this voting system is old. It's been in place for many, many years. And now what we have is we're voting for these people, and we don't even know if these people are good or even bad. We don't. I mean, there's only a handful of people that I kind of knew that gave off good impressions when they were trying to, or the one person that was trying to run for president that actually gave logical information was Ron Paul. And he was like, stop spending money from the federal funds. But anyways, I'm getting off topic. So, this whole voting system seems old. And it only seems to benefit the few people that are in the office or running for office. And it seems very confusing because when we look at this, it's like there was in, I think, 2006 or 7, there was a recording on YouTube where this person was taken to court because there was an easy way to modify the ballots or change the ballots. And there was one time Ron Paul was trying to run for president, and some ballots got switched around or something happened, and it just seems like the whole voting system is rigged, and it's meant to be whoever's supposed to be in office is chosen to be in office. So no matter who you vote for, it really doesn't matter. And because when we look at this, I mean, look, I don't know if that one person that's on TV pays thousands of dollars to be on TV, if he's a good man or a bad woman, or a good woman or a bad man, or a good man. We just don't know this. And it's like we're voting blind. It's like we're putting our hands in front of our eyes, and we're choosing the same person, because we don't know if they're going to be good for our city or our country, or if they're going to be bad. They can say these good things that people want to hear, and that doesn't mean they're going to be doing those good things, because a lot of people can speak the truth, say, oh, I'm going to change this, I'm going to change that, but in actuality, it doesn't mean they're actually going to do it. So we have this going on, where we have these people coming to office or wanting to come in office, and yes, they might be your friends or some people you might know, but what type of difference are they going to make? Is it going to be good or is it going to be bad? That's the real question. Are they going to make a better difference for our economy? Are they going to make a better difference for the nation? Are they going to make a better difference for us? Because there's a lot of people suffering out there. Even though you might be having a good life or whatever you want to call it, there's a lot of people out there, not only in America, there's a lot of people out there that are suffering and that people just turn away from. So, anyways, also, this whole entire Obamacare that's been put into law, or whatever you want to call it, it has affected a lot of people. And when Obama began his office, he wanted to get in play this Obamacare. And yes, I think it has some positive outlooks on it, but no, there are some negative outlooks on this Obamacare. There are people that have lost their health insurance providers because of this, and that they have to pay a fine, a freaking fine, on because they don't have health insurance, which is, I think, absolutely absurd. I mean, you go to Australia and you're born in Australia. I think you get, like, if you walk in, you get free, like, a free checkup, like, to go to the doctor. You don't have to pay, like, $15 or however how much the coverage fee is, which I think is absolutely absurd that you have to pay this. I think, you know, health insurance, or not even only health insurance, going to the doctor, getting sick, all of this stuff, I think it should be covered by the government, because all of these bills, I think, should be covered by the government, because it's not our fault for getting sick. It's not our fault for, you know, Billy over there that he has a cold, or Janice over there that she has, you know, ADD, or Marcus over there who has, you know, pneumonia. It's not our fault. And I mean, look, there's people that have been in almost deathbeds that have had, like, kind of like a vegetable, and they needed someone to sign the papers for them to actually do the work. And they can't do anything unless someone signs the papers, which I think is absolutely absurd. So, you know, I just feel like this system is old. And yes, I'm saying, yes, it does have some positive positive things to it. There's a lot of positive things to it. And there's a lot of negative things to it. You know, not everything is good and not everything is bad. So there are good things and bad things in life. But when we look at this, it just feels like, number one, we're voting blind. We don't know if that person's going to win or not. Even if you try and vote for so-and-so, are they really going to win? Maybe, maybe not. We don't know, because in 2006 or whenever it was, that person was taken to office, and we just don't know if it's rigged or not. It could be rigged. And then this whole healthcare thing, the whole Obamacare and everything, there's people that has lost it. I read an article not too long ago about a guy who had cancer, and he lost his health insurance. And his health insurance would have paid for his whole treatment for cancer. And he was like, oh, now you have to pay the $97 fine because you don't have health insurance. But he was like, no, I'm going to let nature take its course. So, you know, there's a lot of people that are extremely upset on what the Obamacare has done. A lot of people. And then the president goes ahead and says, I'm sorry. So, yes, I think it's great that he apologizes, but it seems like it's a royal screw-up. You know, it's a screw up, and you know, there's a lot of people that are affected by it, and a lot of people might be losing jobs, and a lot of people might be, you know, it just seems like it's a mess what's going on right now. And you know, I thought he said, you know, Obama said he's gonna give people more jobs, when there's people losing jobs in healthcare and this and that. It just seems like a mess. It's a bloody mess. And what can we do about it? There must be something. There must be something, even if it's to better yourself in a cheaper way, buying food or planting food or whatever it might be. You know, maybe you can start saving money for something, whatever it might be, or, you know, planting food. I know I'm getting off topic, but that's besides the point. Anyways, guys, I just wanted to let you know about what's going on and everything. I hope you guys enjoy this podcast. If you like this podcast, definitely click the like button on Facebook. Let your friends know. And soon we'll be having a little contest. So hopefully stay tuned, guys. And hopefully you like this podcast. All right. Take care, guys. And have a great afternoon, week, day, wherever you guys are.
Thanks for tuning in to Planet 2.0 Radio. See you next time.